We can have a little bit more details about this doubt. You see that we mentioned that doubt can become fivefold. It's about doctrine and the reputation, family, dwelling and the gain. Now, if you there's doubt about the sickness itself. This is called, in part it is called Katankata Salla. The doubt is sort of called Katankata, Vichikicca also, the word. So, there is this doubt about the sickness. You see, the doubt is written and sickness is over here. You want to get sight. And one would get a doubt about the sickness, whether I would get out of the sickness or not. This is explaining Mahanidesa again, that would I come out of this sickness or not? And why we have this? You can see, doubt is written in the path that goes from the mental volition to the sorrow. If you go vertical line, if you draw a vertical line, there is this body tie of insistence, the body tie of misapprehension in the middle, where we were telling that that is where you are driving this vehicle. So whatever thing we have regarding this feeling, we have something about the dwelling, that is my body itself. So there is a stinginess in this line going from feeling to the birth. And so I am holding to my body. And you can see your body is associated with the birth. And I am making my making. That I go through this, the body type of misapprehension, this I am, this is mine, and so on. And so this, whatever thing that is contacting us, that I am getting contacted with the aging, for example, there's a feeling associated with the aging. And so how we drive this vehicle? We drive this vehicle using the physical nutrient. If you don't have physical nutrient, you die. You need to eat, right? So you can see you are cranking this thing with that one. And so from the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and the body, and the mind, you get the inputs and you are processing through this and processing through that. It's going down to the birth and, going to the lust, the salla, and we go back to the physical nutrient. Here you have contact as the physical nutriment, and because there is this dosa salla or the barb of hate, you go back to the feeling again. And so I am age, I am subject to aging, and all those things comes up, and then I pursue, I have a perception. Now birth and aging, you can see what you actually see is the pain, the change, the alteration, the suffering nature. So suffering nature is the one that is getting contacted all the time. Even a small child, for example, 2-year-old one, they run around and then they come and show their father and mother, my hand has changed, this thing has changed. It is even the little one get disturbed by this thing. And if you notice, that's how they behave as well. So this is called viparinama dukkata, or the change of, or the alteration of that which stands. There is this alteration. And so you can see from this suffering nature, the displeasure is the one that I am getting contacted. If I am getting contacted with the suffering nature, or the pain, that means What is the result of that contact? It is displeasure. So you can see, we get this domanasa or the sadness out of it. When I get the sadness, you can see immediately that I pursue these things as sad. The displeasure, I have the displeasure feeling. I have pursued a displeasure feeling. So my perception has that characteristic of displeasure. Whatever thing, so then from that I pursue that feeling and then I get the mental volition, chetana, with that perception. When I get the perception, then you can see if you go down in this vertical line, going through this body tie of misapprehension, you go into the sorrow. Sorrow means the consciousness, the volitional formations that you constructed out of this mental state, that this I have the displeasure, I perceive the displeasure, whatever the constructed from my mental volition, that by regarding this as mine, has got that displeasure part. So this sanskara or the volitional formation has got the sorrow nature. It's like a carpenter who took some sort of a piece of wood which has got a defect and he constructed the table. Each time he look at it, he can see that defect over there. So there is a sorrow nature. Similarly, if your perception is sort of displeasure, the original formation of sanskara you constructed has got that defect nature. So the consciousness formed thus from this original formation has got this, you know, crying nature, because this my volitional formations has got the sorrow nature, and then the consciousness has got the, you know, your, as the carpenter would look at and express, oh, this is a disgusting piece of wood, you know, I made a mistake over here, putting this wood piece like that. You know, you are expressing, your words are coming out. So what I'm trying to say over here, because of the mental volition, how do I get the sanskara, the volitional formation? You get the volitional formation out of mental state of this chetana, the volition, by doing mind making. I am regarding this as mine. When I regard something as mine, then the sanskara is formed. One regards form as self. Buddha said this regarding is a formation, is a Parileya Sutta. One regards form as self, disregarding is a formation. The form that we are talking about over here, the physical nutriment, I am regarding it as mine because I felt it, it's a pleasurable. And then I construct it, so I got the volitional formation. Now you can see, immediately over here there is this sorrow. So, and then the doubt also arises in that line. You know, the doubt is in between, this is the third line, and next to the volitional formation. Now I have a doubt, I regard this body as mine, and I have sickness, would I come out of that sickness? It is there all the time with us. That's why we are very upset when we have sickness. You know, we are thinking, you know, would I come out? Will I be able to come out of this one? That at the time of death, for example, it's very bad. In that sense, you have much trouble. So there's this doubt. So if I don't actually regard this body as mine, would I get trouble? Would I care if the, you know, the piece of wood is, you know, getting rotten over there, the flower get withered or something like that? Since I am regarding this body as mine in the first place, would you be upset for somebody else's body is dying? Or would you upset about your body dying? We are upset about our body, you know, my body. Why? Because I am doing the mind making over here. If I am not doing the mind making, then I don't have this problem. So what I am trying to say over here, this doubt about this, there is sickness and there is doubt, and it is something to do with this birth part, body that I am holding. If I am not holding this body as mine, I don't care. an arahant was taken to be killed one day. There's a little person. And he put his head and said, okay, do it. Just chop it off. You know, whatever you want to do, do it. He has no problems with it. The Buddha actually sent that person, knowing that this would happen. The other person couldn't do it. Couldn't chop his head at all. So they don't regard, the Arahant don't regard this body as mine or anything as mine. So therefore they are not affected. The Buddha said one can actually come and cut his arm from one side. Another person can rub the other arm. He has no the lust for the person who is rubbing, and he has no anger for the person who is actually separating his arm from here. It's that straight, you know, that good, because he's not regarding anything as mine. Although nobody can do it to him, for the Buddha, but that's how the Buddha is. So it's just by my making, we are getting troubled and all the time.